had a two-vehicle fatality accident there at FM 577, State Highway 36, just north of Brenham there. They should be getting the late hours of trying to get that resurfaced where a truck tractor semi-trailer actually burned. The cargo was oil that caught a fire. So TxDOT's busy trying to repair the road there. So just, if you're going through that area, you're probably going to get some delays if they hadn't finished that up yet.
So if you're planning on taking 36, go through Brenham, don't take the loop then?
That's correct.
Okay. The circumstances, what you know, what happened?
Based on talking to the trooper, it appears initially that the driver, a southbound driver driving a pickup truck, might have fell asleep. Fatigue may probably is going to be the major factor in this accident.
And that driver then
drifted over into the, yes. And, you know, it happened so quick, you know, you just never know when it's going to happen to you. Just got to really keep, you know, a big truck like that. Obviously, he's limited what he can do versus a car. So my understanding, he did the best he could. So
do we have an identity released on the victim?
Yes, we do. A gentleman out of Temple, Lorenzo Esparza. He's out of Temple. His age was 31. So that's going to be the identification on the deceased.
And you were telling me off the air, the collision was so violent that the victim was actually still in the seatbelt, but was not actually in the cab of his pickup.
Well, you know, I always want to brag about seatbelt usage in Texas. Now, it's, you know, we still have the Click It Ticket program going on, and I was going to visit with you today about that. But we do occasionally work crashes where I would say it wouldn't matter one way or another. This one appears to be that type of crash where the gentleman was wearing a seatbelt, however, was unable to help him in this situation.
The victim wound up actually outside the.
My understanding from the troop is that the you know, you got a truck tractor head on with a small truck like that. There's going to be a lot of damage to that vehicle, and the vehicle actually kind of separated. Which my understanding, the seat was sitting outside of the actual truck itself. So, and the person still had a seatbelt on.